The John DeBella Podcast.
Did you see the moon?
I did.
It was gorgeous. It was like right out the window here at the studio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and normally we see the moon when we're on the air in the morning. And it's gone. It disappeared. It went away.
That's called daylight.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, the sun comes out and the moon goes away. The moon turns on, as Chris Porter told us. It becomes the sun.
The sun, right. Yeah. Exactly.
And at night, the sun turns off.
Right. It's the strawberry moon this month, by the way.
I guess, is it strawberry picking time, or is that later?
I guess they're in bloom. I don't know. I didn't grow any this year. So.
Yeah, I buy them at the store.
Yeah, that's it. It's a lot easier. Yeah. It's a hell. Although my tomatoes are kicking in.
Yeah?
Yeah. How about yours?
They're small. Yeah. Still, I mean, they're just freshly in the ground with those last many weeks.
All right. All right. Anything else growing?
Peppers.
Uh-huh.
Jalapenos are growing in a pot. It's called a potapeno.
A potapeno?
That's actually what it is. Literally called that. Steven wanted to try carrots, so there's like the tiniest little sprouts of carrots. I don't think they're going to work.
All right. The carrots depend on the soil and how loose the soil is.
I don't have time to loosen the soil.
Okay.
I'm just a guy who is just putting stuff in the ground.
Okay.
Grows or grows.
Give them radish seeds. They grow like stink.
Okay.
Okay. you'll have piles of them forever.
Who actually likes radishes?
I don't know. I can't find a redeeming. I like horseradish.
Yeah.
All right. Right. But the little red radishes.
It's hard to grow horses though.
It is. Right. Right. But the little red radishes are just like, every time I bite into one, I'm like, why?
I have literally never bitten into a radish. Right. It might be a slice of it, a thin slice in a salad.
That's what I'm talking about.
Which usually just gets left to the side anyway.
Exactly.
It's garbage.
Exactly. All right. Folks, it's time to get rid of the radish.
The John DeBella Podcast.
So you're going to try a radish? Is that
no.
No. Oh, no?
No.
Because someone wrote in, sprinkle a little salt on a radish and it changes the taste.
Okay. I'd have to know what it tastes like first to know that it change the taste care.
She said it was salty enough to begin with.
Who knew there was a whole group of radish truthers out there? Get the hell out of here.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3,
Legos are a better investment than gold. Their value has gone up about 11% a year since 1987, which is better than gold, stocks, or bonds. All right. Cindy?
The guy who created the baby on board signs made millions of dollars from them.
Right.
And he doesn't have kids.
Okay.
It's amazing. All
right. Pete Buttigieg, who is the current Secretary of Transportation, I believe, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Was the 287th person to sign up for Facebook. He was an undergrad at Harvard at the same time as Mark Zuckerberg and signed up with Facebook when it was only available to the students there.
All right. And I first heard about when Casey was going to school in Boston. That's the first time I heard about it. And that's when they branched it out beyond Harvard and it was all of the Boston schools.
That started the year before I was a freshman in college, 2004.
All right. And then lastly this morning, A&W tried to one-up McDonald's in the 1980s by selling a third-pound burger, but it flopped. Why? Because most Americans didn't realize that a third-pound burger was bigger than a quarter-pound burger. And there you have your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song stories.
I have to honestly say that I have a hard time accepting the fact that this album is over 40 years old. I'm talking about Russ Never Sleeps from Neil Young. And the line, it's better to burn out than to fade away, is probably one of the most famous lines and one of the most debated lines in rock and roll. But when it came out, John Lennon and, you know, just totally hated this line. So did Kurt Cobain, used it in his suicide note. Right, and Neil has some things to say about it.
People want a star to be flashy, and they want something that they don't have to relate to as being human. You have your moment, and you go away. But stars are supposed to represent something else, I guess, in a sort of a super quality of it's great, and once it isn't great, people don't want to hear about it because it doesn't satisfy their illusion. They want something to be bigger than life or whatever. That's where that came from. It's better to burn out than to fade away or rust. Because it makes a bigger flash in the sky, you know.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A recent poll says 25% of Americans say they're not a sports fan in general. That would include probably Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, probably.
But that probably depends on what you define as a sport. Sweden has become the first country to register sex as a sport.
Fan.
And later this year, they will host the first ever European Sex Championship.
Okay. That's called porn.
All right. 20 representatives from different European countries will take part. The championship will last a few weeks with a daily. Hey, I'm good for a couple hours, but, you know, a few weeks.
Here's the problem.
All right.
The people that are entering this. It's like the naked bike ride. It's not the people you want to see doing it.
Yeah, that's true. All right. But the championship will last for weeks with daily competitions lasting for 6 hours.
That's how long the competition lasts?
Yeah. Each day. Well, I get, but it's
a lot of contestants.
Well, something tells me they're only watching them one couple at a time. All right.
There could be
a solo round.
Sure. Christ.
Yikes.
Right. I prefer to think that it's like hundreds at a time. And there's judges walking around with a clipboard.
It's only 20 representatives. And participants will be judged on creativity, strong emotions, imagination, physical fitness, endurance, and workability.
They're having an orgy. Can we just call it what it is?
That's it. All right. According to the organizer, the focus of sex as a sport is maximizing pleasure. So the more pleasure your partner experiences, the more points you get. Look, I'll split the money with you if you just sound like you're really having fun. All right. And the audience gets the vote also. It's unclear how you qualify to be in an audience.
You give a rate of star ratings. This video gets 4 stars. This video gets 5 stars.
Challengers are grouped into 16 disciplines, including seduction, massage, full-on intercourse, and there is a...
Yeah. Can I even say it? We got it.
There's one other round.
Yeah, we got it.
There's one other round.
We got it.
It's not
the full-on part.
All right. It's not the full-on part. There's also stuff like pose performance, creativity, and position change.
Pose. Oh, I think you meant post performance.
You have to
put on a show after you're done.
No. You know what pose performance is for me? Good nap. That's it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The station has come up with a sort of umbrella name for this, being 41 and done. I'm talking basically being the fact that I've been on the air in Philadelphia for 41 years, and at the end of this month, I am done. And we're going to do these flashbacks during the course of the week, and each day there'll be a different one. Sometimes they'll be musical, sometimes they'll just be stories, sometimes they'll be something like this. And this has to do with an interview that I did with Pete Townsend in 1993. And it has never been heard again. For after its initial airing, we've used some clips here and there, the piece in its entirety has never been posted anywhere. There was no podcasting at that time. Well, later on today, it will be up on WMGK.com so you can hear it in its entirety. Now, speaking of things that you could have heard, for a while, you might recall that we were doing a feature here on WMGK called On the Record, all the disc jockeys telling these non-radio stories or radio stories that just they never got to tell. During the course of a normal week, I bump into more listeners than people who heard any of these. It was a great idea, but it wasn't the most successful one we've ever had. So I decided, this is the very first one I did, and it has to do with that 1993 Pete Townsend interview. So let's hit the flashback button and go to On the Record, the Pete story. I guess every disc jockey has a band that set them on a path to be in this business. For me, it was The Who. Oh, I love the Stones and I love the Beatles, but the Who were the band that really spoke to me. They were the first band I saw in concert. In 1967, I was sitting in the 15th row at the Village Theater that later became the Fillmore East, and I'm standing there watching this band that I idolized. And this is the Who during the raucous years, but none of us had seen it yet. This is one of their first shows in America. And as the show comes to an end, all of a sudden the amp starts smoking and Pete's smashing his guitar and Keith is kicking the drums over and they all leave the stage in a shambles. And we're like, yeah, this is it. This is what rock and roll is all about. And over the course of my career, I get to interview Pete 3, 4, 5 different times. The Who break up, the Who get back together, the Who break up again. And in 1993, Pete is on the road supporting the Psychedelic album. And I've made arrangements for him to come to the station and do an interview. Well, that afternoon, at the last moment, I get a call that says he can't do it, but is willing to do it after the show that night at the Tower Theater. So at about 11:45 at night, Pete comes walking up to the radio station, and I'm standing outside waiting for him. And as he sees me, he points and goes, "Hey, I know you. This is going to be a good interview." All I can figure is up until that time, the only question he was being asked was, "Hey, when's the Who getting back together?" And he had some faith in me from previous interviews. So we sit down and we start to talk, and we're talking about everything. We're talking about his albums, why some songs are Who songs, why some songs are Pete songs. We talk about Tommy. We talk about Quadrophenia. He performs in front of me. I'm sitting in a studio where we are basically knee to knee, and I'm getting a private Pete Townsend concert.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I've never seen anything like it in an amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays mean pinball.
2.5 hours later, I'm wrapping things up, and Pete looks at me and says, "I could keep going." And I say to him, "Pete, I've got nothing else to ask." Now, earlier that day, I had made arrangements for a restaurant in South Philadelphia called Felicia's to stay open so that we could go there after the interview. I figured we would be there about 1 o'clock. We come walking in at 2:30 in the morning. The band has been there since the show ended. The crew, the band, everybody is as raucous as all get out, and Pete and I need to catch up. Now, here it is. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I have been drinking for a couple of hours already. I'm exhausted. I've been up all day. I've done the longest and probably best interview of my career, which still has to be edited down and produced for the next day on the air. And through the blurry haze that is my drunkenness, I realize my lifelong idol is sitting at the table across from me, and he's just as drunk as I am. A couple of years ago, when the Who were doing the Quadrophenia tour, I brought Pete a copy of that 1993 interview. He said he didn't need it. He still had the original, and it was on his desk in one of the favorite interviews he had ever done. Let's just say, my night was made.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Been not heard.
What you got there?
All right, we'll go to Florida because, of course, we're going to Florida. Deltona, Florida, to be exact. Initially, police were called to investigate a crash, but the driver wasn't at the scene when they arrived. Not even an hour later, reports came in about a burglary where a naked man was banging a door. Banging the door. Just banging on it.
All right, thank you. Not banging the door?
Yeah.
Is that part of the Swedish Sex Olympics?
Yeah, it's a keyhole event.
That's right. Get over saying that.
That's when police found 39-year-old Kevin Gardner naked and with several injuries on his face and legs. Gardner told the cops he had the truck had been stolen, but had also changed the story a few times after that. Records show he did actually own the truck. Investigators say his blood alcohol level was higher than the legal limit, which might also explain the nudity. Now he faces over a half dozen charges related to the incident.
In the herd.
Drive-through employees have to deal with a lot of nonsense, but usually it isn't because the customer wants to pay more. All right. Last Wednesday afternoon, a middle-aged woman with gray hair went through a Burger King drive-thru in Omaha, Nebraska. She was told her total would be about $8. Okay. But when the woman pulled up to the window, the employee handed her a small bottle of milk and told her the order was $7. The employee told the police that the customer was upset by the lower than expected total and then threw the milk bottle back, hitting the employee in the chest. Right, she was not injured. The woman sped off without her order and without paying for it. There is a video, and police are investigating.
In the herd.
Please, let me pay more for this.
A man from Southern Illinois, Timothy Baggett, is facing charges after he stole a construction vehicle and drove it to the airport to catch himself a flight.
What?
Happened last Thursday, and airport officials called the cops after they saw a backhoe parked in the parking in the airport lot and thought it was a bit suspicious. Security footage shows Timothy driving up in the backhoe, pulling into a parking spot, and then hopping out calmly, walking into the airport with a guitar strapped to his back, just going to do a show. Turned out he stole the backhoe from a construction site and drove it over 10 miles to get to the airport. He'd already caught a flight to the West Coast by the time the cops showed up, and they tracked him down in Nevada. He's facing charges of theft in excess of $10,000.
In the herd.
Apartment applications can be very involved to the point where it feels like you're exposing too much private stuff. This guy was willing to bear everything. A 23-year-old man in Oklahoma was at a realtor earlier this month, and he decided to apply for a unit at the apartment complex. They had a computer set up to fill out the application, and he was doing that. That's when employees say they received two airdrop notifications from another iPhone. They thought it was something for an apartment, so they accepted it. But it turns out they were nude selfies of the guy who was sitting at the computer across from them. All right, there's one shot of him standing full naked in a mirror and one just junk shot. They called the cops. The guy was arrested for indecent exposure. Right, I'm assuming he didn't get the apartment. The authorities say they didn't say why the guy did what he did, but they did suggest that the iPhone users adjust their airdrop settings to only receive airdrops from contacts only.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Show.
Wait a minute. This isn't my world.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.